priceless pearl. As women, we are given a great gift, our purity. In everything that makes us who we are emotionally, our feminine nature, our sensitivity, our vulnerability, and our desire to give ourselves fully to one man is part of that gift. Our purity is a treasure. It is so much more than our physical virginity. It starts with who we are on the inside. It is like a priceless pearl, tucked safely away in a protective shell, growing and becoming more beautiful with time. In my dating relationships, I damaged my precious pearl of purity. I felt dirty and used because of it. But the damage didn't just happen when I went a little too far physically. Giving away this treasure started the moment I gave away my heart and emotions to men who were never meant to receive that gift. I had been careless with my treasure. I had allowed my heart to become battered and broken. I used to think that the unbearable devastation of breaking up with a boyfriend was just a natural part of the dating process, but there was nothing natural about it. It was a pain God never meant for me to experience. The valuable and delicate pearl of my purity had been ripped too soon from its protective shell, then tossed back, damaged and bruised. A one-man woman. One of the greatest ways we can love our future husbands with unconditional, self-sacrificing love is by carefully protecting that precious gift we possess, our inward and outward purity. Purity is more than just avoiding the forbidden line of giving away our virginity. As women, we can pour ourselves into developing inward excellence, becoming a beautiful, whole, undefiled treasure from the inside out. We will have so much more to offer our future husbands if we do. It doesn't mean we will always be perfect, but it does mean that we will be headed in the right direction, on a path not of compromise, but of radiant and joyful purity in its truest form. Anne, one of my closest friends, is a beautiful, graceful brunette and a sophomore at a Christian college in Illinois. Her concept of purity is completely different than mine was growing up. At 19, she has never been in a dating relationship, never given her heart away, never even been kissed. Extreme? Impossible? Miserable? Not quite. Anne decided from a young age that she wanted to offer a treasure of purity to her husband on her wedding day. But this was not just another abstinence commitment. This was a choice to carefully guard her heart, her emotions, her physical purity, and everything she was for the man she would one day marry. Anne's goal is to offer herself fully and completely, with no excess baggage, to her husband someday. During her youth, she allowed her maker to care for and develop that precious pearl of her purity, so it will become a sparkling, glistening, and untarnished gem for her husband. And she asked her Lord to guard and protect her delicate heart in his hands. She is not a social misfit. She is confident in who she is, enthusiastic about life, and even pretty enough to be a model. Needless to say, the guy who ends up with a woman like her had better be pretty incredible. Because Anne has been so careful with her treasure, she's not tempted to blow such a valuable gift on the first Mr. Charm who comes her way. The man she marries is going to have to win her heart first. As for guys pursuing me for temporary relationships, she says, my attitude is, I'm already taken. Until God brings my future husband along and I know it's him, I'm not available. What a difference from the attitude I had when I was throwing my heart around like a Nerf ball. My precious pearl had been up for grabs to the highest bidder or the best looking, and as a result, it did not reach its full potential for beauty. Anne, on the other hand, has tucked her treasure safely into the hands of God, not to be retrieved until he shows her it's time. It's not that Anne has never made a mistake. It's not that she has never struggled with living out her commitment. She will be the first to admit that she is very human. She deals with the same frustrations, temptations, fears, and doubts that all of us do. There are moments of extreme.